third parak of Psachim Mishnah Beis, third half of Psachim Mishnah Beis. Basak Shabbatit Gareva. The person has some wooden bowl, has a crack in it, and you fill the crack up with dough. So we're talking about a case where the dough is put there to fill in the crack, and you want to just leave it there to be part of the bowl. If you have a full kezayis in one place, you have to get rid of it, because since it has a chashuv amount, you can't say it's not chametz anymore, became part of the bowl. Since you put it there to fill up the crack, it becomes part of the bowl. That's only if you put it in for that purpose. But if you just have in the crack chametz, and your intent is not to leave them there and eventually take them out, even if it's less than kezayis, you have to get rid of it before Pesach or Shavuot. Also in Yintuma on Pesach, it is clear it marked it a love chaytis. That if he's planning to take it away, then it's chaytis. And right to the kiyumai, if he wants to leave it there, it's like part of that reva, and therefore it's not chaytis. But on Pesach, if you have a full kezayis there, even if you want to leave it there, since it's chosheb in Pesach, they have to get rid of it. So to the gabi tuma, we don't treat it as part of the bowl, but chasitis in the bowl. That's another halacha. The second halacha in this mission, batik hacheresh, if you have the dough, which cheresh means that if you tap on it, it doesn't make a sound, which is a suffix if it's chametz or not. And yesh ki yitzu ben shehich matareza also. If you made two batches of dough, or one batch of dough, you split it in half. If you made them at the same time, one of them clearly became a chametz. Another one is this not unclear chametz. If you see that the other one did become chametz, then you have to assume that the second one also comes, even though it's not, doesn't have clear look like it, doesn't clearly look like chametz.